Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steelers Insider, Mr. Ed Bouchette. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kevin and Paul.
Good morning.
So how have things been thus far? Steelers, they took a knee and knocked me out of contention for a little bonus on the betting, but I'm okay with that. They got the win.
Well, I bet there are a lot of fans who aren't, Kevin. I wrote that if there were fans in the stands, they might have heard some lusty boos at that point on Sunday. But they're doing all right. I mean, they haven't played the top-tier teams yet. And they got the backup quarterback, although I thought he was pretty good when Locke got hurt. I thought the backup was pretty good last week, but no preseason games. I think we all expected a little sloppiness in the early going. But starting this Sunday, even though the Texans are 0-2, they come in with a good team, and then they have to go to Tennessee next week, another playoff team. So, they'll be tested pretty good these next 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, and I think the thing, Ed, that we did see, the one big question everyone had in the offseason, and I think it's been answered, is, what Ben Roethlisberger's arm is going to look like. I don't know. To me, it looks like he can make all the throws he needs to make.
I agree, Paul. That was the big question, and then the question was, can he throw deep? And he just threw one deep, but it was a pretty good deep pass, even though he downplayed it. It was funny. He downplayed that pass to Chase Claypool, which, came from his 16. So he's dropping back to what? At least a 10. I didn't jot it down. And Chase caught it at the 47. So that's a good 50 yards in the air. He's made other throws. Now, his shorter throws are the ones that have been a little off. And he's admitted that. But, hey, 68.5% completion, 5 TDs, 1 interception, 3 sacks. And it's only his first 2 games. So I think that worry should be erased right now.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Some of the shorter passes have been off. He threw a couple passes behind some receivers this past Sunday. But I think that, the jitters of the first game are gone. In the second game, there was a little choppiness. When you're throwing those short passes, though, I mean, you're thrown into a lot of traffic as well.
Yeah, and you know what, Kevin? The best pass, I thought, and again, he downplayed this. He's rolling to his right. The ball's on the 28 of Denver. He's rolling to his right, and he sees Deontay Johnson cutting across the end zone. And Ben has a wide-open field in front of him. And in the press box, some people were saying, run! Ben pulled up, threw across his body, and hit Johnson on that deep crossing pattern, if you want to call it that. I think he cut off his pattern and was just, as Ben scrambled, and hit him for a touchdown, 28-yard touchdown. That was a great pass, I thought.
One of the things that was tested this week was the depth of the offensive line. And, the two younger guys, Okorafor and Dotson, I mean, I don't know that they did anything spectacular, But I did think that they – I do think that they showed they could play at this level and actually be effective players. That's something that we now know about the team, is that they do have some depth on that line.
Yeah, it's a good thing too, Paul. You know, Dotson, they liked – they really liked the day they drafted him. They thought they had a, you know, a diamond in the rough. He didn't go to the combine. He's from one of those smaller schools down in Louisiana. And Louisiana, Lafayette, I think, whatever. And he got hurt in training camp, and it set him back a little bit, at least delayed what they could see of him. And he did play well. And I think Okorafor did. And like I said, Ben had one sack. Now, the running game wasn't the greatest, but, you know, it wasn't their fault. Penny Snell fumbled again. And, you know, that, hey, everybody wants to say, yeah, but Connor had 100 yards. Yeah, but he had 59 and one run. But, you know, you start taking away the long runs, you could do that with every back.
Okay, so moving on to this Sunday, you have Houston coming to town. They got smoked by Baltimore. It was a 33-16. So, I mean, what can we expect this Sunday?
Yeah, and that was at home. That I think that may show more Baltimore's strength than Houston being a bad team, Kevin. You know, Deshaun Watson, that's the guy they have to stop. He's the first really good quarterback that they're going to face. He's a little bit like Lamar Jackson in that he can run, but he doesn't run like – he's not as effective as Jackson running the ball. He's a good passer. And, you know, over on defense, you know, the story of the week is going to be the Watt brothers, because they're playing for the first time together in the pros on one field. Provided Derek Watt gets into a game, you know, he'd get in on special teams. I don't know. He's not playing much at fullback. But J.J. Watt, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. It's unheard of. He's a Hall of Famer right now. I mean, if he got hurt and never played again, he's a Hall of Famer. And his brother is well on his way to being a great player as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them. They've never played Deshaun Watson. When they played his rookie year, he was hurt down at Christmas Day in 2017 down there.
I think the thing about Deshaun Watson is that I they took away one of his biggest weapons in the offseason. And I think when you watch the Texans, and I've seen both of their games, at least parts of them, their offense seems to be lacking that big play receiver. I mean, I don't understand what the strategy there was.
Well, you know, Bill O'Brien's a pretty good coach. You know, they've won four division titles in his 6 years down there. But he may be a terrible general manager. You know, he became general manager. They fired the guy a couple of years ago, and they just made him general manager. I think that's been proven not to work outside of New England. You know, Mike Holmgren tried it in Seattle. It was a disaster. Others have tried it here and there, and I don't know that it's ever really worked well. You know, maybe they need to hire a new guy down there. But you're right, Paul. They traded their best guy away on offense other than Deshaun Watson.
Steelers are favored by 4 at home against Houston. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, thank you very much for joining the KDK Radio Morning Show. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. See you then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.